Welcome back to the Hot Tippett's Daily Pick Show here for Wednesday, February 7th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. A strong slate of games on tap here for this one, so we'll jump into all of those here in a second. Before we do, though, looking back to Tuesday night's card, recording before we got the finals for any of these, but as always, check the YouTube community tab or the link down below to the website to see the full results for those. And speaking of the website, if you haven't already checked it out, head over there. You can see the computer model picks for all of the sports we got going on right now. Obviously, college basketball, the NBA and NHL up there. Got a UFC pay-per-view here on Saturday night. Horse racing picks every single day. And of course, we got the Super Bowl on Sunday. So if you haven't already taken a look at that, head over to hottippets.com, take a look at all of that, and join the Discord server down below as well. You can get my recommended unit size for all of my picks and all of the other great stuff that goes over on the Discord server. And if you haven't already signed up, it's absolutely 100% free to join. Just click that link in the description and you're in it. So thank you all so much. And let's jump into today's show. Now, we start today's show out with a big-time matchup in the Big South. High Point taking on UNC Asheville. Overall, for this High Point squad, have played some very good basketball on the season, especially on the offensive end of the court. 81st overall coming into this game. UNC Asheville, though, getting the edge on the defensive end of the court here in this one. And it's not like Asheville has been terrible. Obviously, it's hard to compete with what High Point has done on a 12-game winning streak, 9-0 in conference play. Did get the win over this Asheville team in their first meeting at home. Asheville on the road in that game, lost by 5 points. But Asheville, like I said, isn't a bad team. They do a great job getting to the free throw line, and they're actually the better three-point shooting team in this matchup, hitting 37.8% from beyond the arc. High Point only hitting 34.1%. And the model actually likes UNC Asheville at home in this game, a 4.15 favorite towards them coming into this one. As far as the books have it, we opened as a 3-point favorite towards High Point. Haven't moved off that number as of yet. A 15.49% edge towards UNC Asheville +3, which is where I'm looking at here for this game. Not that I don't like what I have seen out of this High Point squad. Obviously, they've been playing excellent basketball, but UNC Asheville has also played pretty good here in conference play. And I think back at home, you know, kept it semi-close against this team in the first meeting, a 5-point game. I think they're able to keep this one close. I think it's going to be a competitive matchup. I don't think they get blown out. Taking Asheville +3 against High Point. Now we head to the Patriot League here for this next game as Colgate takes on Boston U. For Colgate, coming to this game as the edge on the offensive side of things, BU getting the slight edge on the defensive end of the court. In the first meeting between these two teams, it was all Colgate at home, a 16-point victory in that game. And obviously Colgate has been very strong in Patriot League play. They're 9-1 overall, while BU has struggled a little bit more. They haven't been a terrible team, and they do come into this game following a pretty strong win over Lehigh at home on Saturday. And at home this season, they've definitely played better. They've been more competitive. And I think especially coming off that loss in the first meeting, we are going to see a BU team that shows up in this game. One thing that has really impressed me about this squad is their rebounding. They're actually the number one team in the country on the defensive end of the court right now when it comes to rebounding the basketball. And that's a big part, the defense anyway, why BU is actually the slight favorite from the model. A 1.65 favorite towards BU coming into this game. Obviously, the book's not giving them near as much credit. Obviously, they didn't fare as well in the first meeting, but a 7.5-point dog towards Boston U from the sports books, a 20.95% edge towards them in this game, which I think they're more than capable of handling. I think this is going to be a much closer game than the first contest, taking Boston University +7.5 against Colgate. And we finish the show out in the Missouri Valley as Southern Illinois takes on Drake. Overall, offensively, Drake gets the slight edge in this one. Also get the edge defensively, but not nearly as big as the one. And I don't know why I keep betting the Missouri Valley, because it's a conference that I just can't seem to get right. We were on this Drake team on Saturday against Indiana State, obviously playing at Indiana State. Has been a gauntlet this season. No one's been able to really, you know, take much of control in that venue. Drake looked good for a large part of that game, obviously stumbled down the stretch a little bit. And Southern Illinois, though, comes into this game following a win against Illinois Chicago in their last game. And they have won three of their past four games, have looked better here as of late. Now, they did lose to this Drake team at home in their first meeting, but they're still really strong on both ends of the court. And one thing I love about Southern Illinois, their perimeter defense is next level, only giving up 29.1% from beyond the arc this season. Drake struggling a little bit more in that area, allowing 32.7%, but Drake is still the favorite from the model coming into this game, a 5.96 favorite towards them coming into this one. As far as the books go, we opened at 10 or 9.5, depending where you're looking. Hasn't moved off that number. A 7.72% edge towards Southern Illinois plus the 10 coming into this game, which is where I'm looking at here for this one. On the road, it's going to be tough, especially against a team that blew them out in the first meeting. But I do like this Southern Illinois squad. Their perimeter defense has been strong. And I think this is just a much closer contest than we saw in the first meeting. Taking Southern Illinois plus 10 against Drake.